Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Keegan, last week, an Iranian cleric said earthquakes were God's punishment for scantily clad women. That's what he said. So as a protest this last Monday, women all over the world wore revealing clothing so as to say, silly cleric, boobs don't cause earthquakes. Then what happened?
Then there was an earthquake.
There was an earthquake.
Yeah, there was an earthquake.
An Indiana woman named Jen McCrate conceived what she called boob quake, her term. She said, quote, with the power of our scandalous bodies combined, we should surely produce an earthquake. If not, I'm sure the cleric can come up with a rational explanation for why the ground didn't rumble. But he won't have to, because on Monday there was a 6.9 magnitude earthquake in Taiwan.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
To speak about the now proved influence of cleavage on seismic activity, we are pleased to welcome Dr. Peggy Helwig, a research seismologist at the Berkeley Seismological Laboratory in Berkeley, California. Dr. Helwig, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
And what are you wearing?
You can't see, can you?
No, we can't.
No.
It's on the phone.
Well, I'm an expert in earthquakes because I study them, and I'm an expert in cleavage because I have it.
So you do. So you're... So, obviously, simply applying the rules of cause and effect, the boobage caused the earthquake. Can we not say that for a fact?
I don't think we could say that for a fact. There are, on the average, almost 200 earthquakes every year. That means we of magnitude 6 and greater. There are earthquakes every day that nobody feels.
But surely these can be correlated with the amount of cleavage exposed on a given day. You have this power. Can't you use satellites to check?
I don't think the resolution is quite that high yet.
Really? I think you're wrong. I think the Pentagon is using their satellites to look down our shirts. That's what I think. No, wait a minute. So if you're saying that boobs don't cause earthquakes, what body part does?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, if the cleric was right, then I think it's not the boobs. It's actually the reaction of the men to the
really?
Oh.
So all the men standing around going, ooga, ooga, and their eyes popping out. Let me ask you this. Do you think that breast augmentation can lead to greater earthquakes? For example, does that have anything to do with the increasing number of earthquakes in California?
I honestly don't think so. Right. I think prediction about earthquakes are more like the old German saying, yeah. Wenn der Hahn kräht auf dem Mist, ändert sich das Wetter oder es bleibt wie es ist.
Right. Oh. Yes, that old chestnut.
I was thinking that.
Well, hold on.
So when
what does that mean?
When the rooster crows on the dung heap, the weather stays the same or it changes.
Yay, Germany.
Peggy Helwig is a research seismologist at the Berkeley Seismological Laboratory in Berkeley, California. Dr. Helwig, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for letting me join you.
Thank you.